Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the fans. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where we allow you, the listener, whether you're an actor, an author, or a musician, whatever you do, we allow you to call in and take over the show. And, yeah, that's just how we do it. I'm DJ E-Monster. These are the ladies. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey. She's doing the best. Yes. Hey, looking fly.
Nope.
On top of that, just saying. What?
You had to throw that in there. We ain't ask all that.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. Jazzy.
Absolutely.
Jazzy B. How you feeling, girl?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
How you feeling?
Here y'all go with y'all.
Under the weather. You feeling better?
Yes, ma'am. I feel a lot better.
That's good. Did you do those natural remedies that I told you about?
Voice.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Girl, didn't I tell you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank
we can we can get to the girl talk. We can get to the girl talk a little bit
what's
later because we got
E-Monster?
Things to do.
What's happening? E-Monster, what's up? What's up?
You was a hater still.
Hater.
We got a hot
show for y'all tonight. We got an interview coming up. Let's see, we got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Matter of fact, who we got on the chop block tonight for that, for our entertainment gossip?
We got Harvey Weinstein, Antonio Brown, Young Jock, and, of course, the R. Kelly Sugar.
Okay, we got some other stuff coming up. Let's see, matter of fact, we got an interview with Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. He got some nice music. We got some of that in our rotation. We got that coming up tonight. Matter of fact, let me go over here on the line right quick, see if maybe we might got him on the air already. 202-704, who we got on the line? Hello, Takeover Tuesday.
Yeah, the boss is here. It's Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. What up, E-Monster?
Jazzy B. Miss Unbelievable, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's good?
You already know, man. You know what I mean? I'm ready for that debut of How We Roll. And introduce Monopolis and all the listeners to that, you know what I mean, that Lordy Lordy, that bomb.com, and them nobody like Road Mafia. You already know. You know what I mean?
Hey, I like how you said that. Say that again.
Them nobody. You already know, man. Iman's over there with all the bomb.com ladies. Jazzy D and Miss Unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, check it out. We ain't going to hold on to it too long before we get into it. So, matter of fact, let's do our opener. Matter of fact, with one of your tracks saying that you say you want to introduce How We Roll. Let's jump into that right quick. And then when we come back from that, we're going to jump into this interview. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know what I mean? How We Roll is that track that get the party going. Is how we roll in the streets, how we roll in the world, how we roll, period. You know what I mean? We flossing, you know what I mean? We bossing, we running things, man. How we roll, we living life exclusively, you know?
That's what it is. Right here on Monsters Radio. Live.
Me and my thugs is always laughing, man. So, you know, for sure. That's how we roll, man.
Okay, so first of all, tell the people, where can they find you online to check out more about you and your music?
Social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and I don't know if you heard about this one, ReverbNation.com at Rudekid, the reggae rap inventor. That's R-U-D-E-K-I-D-D-A, reggae rap inventor. So check that out, and you can find me on YouTube, Facebook, at RKLG. And then, Twitter, twitter.com/DAMReggaeRapTM. So, you know, check me out on my music online. And once you go to my Reverb Nation, you'll be able to hit all the social media platforms.
Okay. And they can find that track that we just heard over there on one of those sites?
Yeah, definitely. It's the first track on Reverb, on my Reverb. You know, it's the first track.
Okay. So, all right, man, what we usually like to do around here, you know, before we get into the exploits of the music, you know, we like to get to know the artist a little bit better. It help people feel, you know, because I think people relate more when they can connect with the artist. So why don't you tell us outside of the music, I mean, who are you outside of the music? I mean, are you a player, a pimp, a pastor? What do you do outside of the music?
I'm somewhat of a player, but I turned in my player's card, you know what I mean, trying to find that bomb.com lady out here, you know, so I kind of turned in a player's card, but definitely, you know, I'm getting it on entrepreneurially. I've been developing companies since I've been like 16, so, you know, you might have seen me on some major news channel on the business side of things. You might have seen me on CNN. You might have seen me on a video which sold over 500,000 copies, Inc. magazine video. It's called Starting and Running Your Own Business, you know what I mean? Some folks like Ben and Jerry's on the video, me and Ben and Jerry's, you know. So I've been developing companies. I started off with my retail company, you know, then went into my record label, Rudekid Entertainment. Then my events management company, Vibes Universal. And from Vibes Universal came the spinoff, VUP, which is my design firm and celebrity style catering, my catering company. So it's all developed by one company, which is my initial name, Denton Alexis Malcolm Companies, DAM Companies LLC. So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm an artist, you know, and I've been making music. You know, I got into entrepreneurship because I'm an artist. You know, they started teaching me how to write business plans and things of that nature. So my first company was Rudekid Productions, a retail company, you know what I mean? So I do that,
right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I love the ladies, I love the bomb.com ladies. They inspired my song bomb.com, you know what I mean? So that's how I get it popular, man. And I'm very community oriented. I'm in the community all the time. I'm in the schools talking to the kids all the time, you know. And I love performing, you know. Definitely trying to come down there to Minneapolis to perform, you know. So, you know, and those are some worthy causes that I support, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Nifty, the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship, and also, you know, foundations like the NAACP. I support those people. You know, mine is a terrible thing to waste. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, my big question right now would be, I mean, naturally, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get started, or when did you know you get the first the bite of the music that made you fall in love with the music? But you know, I want to know. What makes you really, really give back? Because, you know, in today's age, not everybody, there's great guys like Akon, North, but usually people who get their celebrity stardom, they have this hard image. You know what I mean? I'm just this tough guy. I ain't going to do no silly references, but you get what I'm saying? I mean, what makes you go
right,
back and
right,
feel,
right.
And,
I know,
and think
I know,
about
yo,
the kids?
You know what? My references are real. Like I often say when I'm performing, you know what I mean? You hear, you know, you have this cat in the reggae dancehall industry, Busy Signal. He'd be like, yo, you know, we're not going to jail again. You hear them cats saying, I'm not going to jail. But you look around, Busy went to jail. You hear Rick Ross, he have the Untouchable Music Empire. And then you see Meek Mill's go to jail. You know what I mean? But, you know, when the Pope pulled me over, you know what I mean? They see my license. They're like, yo, that's so-and-so's son. And they let him, you know, let him go, let him slide through. So, you know, I mean, I grew up in a community where it's really run by show up. You guys are the show up posse. You know what I mean? So that's where my first song came from. You know what I mean? I grew up in Backbush, Mountain View. First song I wrote was them not have no clue. In Jamaican it's them not have no clue. But in American it's saying they don't have a clue. You know what I mean? They don't have a clue how bad mm-hmm. Mountain View is, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? You wake up every morning, somebody got flat, you know what I mean? Somebody got laid out, you know what I mean? So uh-huh. You know, we running the killers in my community. So it's what it is, man. So I'm not trying to put on a tough guy image. That's just what it is. But mom just happened to be serious about sending me to school, you know what I mean? Serious uh-huh. about me being the smartest person in school. So before I went to school I knew my timetables. I knew how to do mathematics, I knew how to spell, so I really excelled in school, you know what I mean? Spelling bee championship, all of that stuff, you know what I mean? High skip and all of that stuff. But yeah, it's not right. putting on an image, it's like, you know what I mean, it's really me, you know what I mean? It's really my community, you know what right. I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna let the ladies ask you some questions because I'll keep hitting you and keep hitting you. We are gonna play some more of your music here coming up in a second, but ladies, you got questions? We'll start with you, Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah, just want to know. So, what was your first inspiration to get you started in your business and music? Like, what inspired you the most?
Yeah, the first inspiration was, like I said, was my community. So far as music is concerned, it was like, you know, them not have no clue. The richest man them come from Mountain View. It was about Mountain View the first. But business wise, it was my music. My music inspired my business. I wanted to see how to market myself as an entertainer. So they have this foundation called the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. They came to my high school here in Washington, D.C., Theodore Roosevelt. I was in DECA at first, the DECA, the marketing organization. I wanted to learn how to market myself. And they were like, yo, you got to go inside of this entrepreneurship program. So, you know, I created Rootkid Productions while I was involved in the entrepreneurship program, which, you know, which of course came from my name as an artist. And then also, you know, I just wanted to sell retail apparel products to the community at an affordable price. So, you know, I mean, you had Versace jeans selling for $200. I used to cop them, bring them back, and sell them for $140. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was moving like blue jeans, right. yellow jeans, things of that nature. Yeah.
Okay. Last question: if you can change one thing that happened in 2019, what would it be?
Wow. one of my girls didn't become my girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, think she was, think you she, let yeah. that one get away. Okay.
Right. Well, I don't know if I let her get away or she let herself get away, but you know, that was supposed to be a closer, you know, definitely. You know what I mean? She was supposed to be my bomb.com, you know what I mean? Yeah, uh-huh. yeah, you know, my and let me see, what else? You know, just some more concerts for 2019 would have been good. You know what I mean? That's about it right now.
All right. Well, I'm going to pass my questions on to Jazzy.
Hey.
Hey, Jazzy, what's up?
My question is, if you could give some advice to upcoming entrepreneurs, what would you tell them?
Learn how to write the business plan. That's one. But if you don't know how to, you know, you could call my firm, call Damn Companies. We'll do it for you. We do it for the small businesses, the budgeted sole proprietors, and the Fortune 500 companies. You know, so if you're lazy and you got money, we'll do it for you. If you're smart and you got if you're smart and you got money and you don't have time to do it, call Damn Companies. We'll do it for you. You know, we do the whole kit and, you know, caboodle. Another thing is be persistent. Be persistent with your entrepreneurship. Study the market that you're trying to get into, so you know who you're marketing to. You got to know your customers. And two key rules: you want to buy low and sell high. You want to keep that keystone mentality. You know, if you purchase it for 50 cents, you want to sell it back for a dollar. Purchase it for a dollar, you want to sell it back for $2. And the other thing, and this is good for staying away from getting into trouble with the government and everything, you want to make sure you keep good records and stay on top. So once you keep records of what you're selling, what you're purchasing, that type of thing, you'll be able to report to the government and, you know, get loans, access loans and capitals and all of that stuff, you know what I mean? So far as keeping your books right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up.
My second question is, out of all the performances you did, what has been your favorite performance?
Paris, France, La Cigale Theater, 97. I remember telling my executive director that I'm like Michael Jackson in Paris, France. And she, you know, we're very close, and she's always loving what I'm saying. So that's twice she was like, you know, hey Denton, I think you're embellishing. And then I told her the reason why is that Michael Jackson is the only artist that I've seen touch the fans and they fainted, right? So that's what happened while I was performing in Paris, France. I'm touching the fans' hands while I'm performing, and everybody fainting. You know what I mean? I was like, wow. So that's why I'm like Michael Jackson in Paris, France. Yo, this is serious, man. I was like, wow. I'm like Michael in Paris, France. No, of course, later on I seen Elvis. You know, I found out about Elvis. But, you know, Michael Jackson is the only entertainer I've seen touch the fans' hand and they fainted, you know? So that was one of my favorite performances. Yeah.
And I made it. That's right. What I made it, God. I made it.
yeah, that's me and Tanya Blunt over there. Plus Clive Davis came through. Clive came through. Clive was like, yeah, they need people like you. I was like, okay, cool. I didn't know he really meant it till he sent me an offer like 2014. Like, you know, you want to finance my genre and everything. So, you know, that's what it is.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, bro, so we're about to play this song. I love how you promote, I'm just saying. It's called bomb.com, if y'all don't know.
right.
Tell us about how this song came along.
One Up Entertainment, they seek me out to start recording this track with their cousin Marquise, Cisco's cousin Marquise. So we did, you know, we did the song The City, and then they decided to start producing me. So, you know, they were producing, they sent me like 6 tracks. Bomb.com track was one of them. I'm in the expedition. I'm driving down the street. I'm listening to the track just by itself. I'm listening to the track, driving around. And I started saying, bomb.com, yeah, bomb.com, yeah. You know what I mean? And then I decided to write the song about the lady, you know, ladies with beautiful face, sexy body, and also a nice personality. So that's what that song is basically about, you know. And of course, you know, Maya is one of her stablemates, sheabomb.com. So I was like, in the second verse, anytime I see her in a Maya, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, so I made mention of Maya, and also in bomb.com. So it's about the beautiful ladies, three-starry things, you know what I mean? Big up yourself, all Paris, me damn about you, me I hear things, you know what I mean? Fierce body and beauty, so you know, say I hear things.
right. So, all right, give us a nice Monster Youth Radio introduction, and we're going to get to this song, bomb.com.
The boss is here. You know it's Road Kid, the reggae rap inventor. Big up all of the bomb.com ladies. You know I love you. You know what I mean? Big up yourself. Big up the girls, them with the beauty, the fierce and the shape. I bear things. I'll Paris me damn about you. Me, I hear things.
We live, y'all.
In Manila, fierce and shape, it's a killer. Nike or Fila, Galerilla. I just got me ever seen at the villa. Damn. Yes, Stila, Galerilla, you really rela. Genuine drop like Mila. Get the thriller, you know gorilla. You know gorilla. So what you in? That mean dinner, ends, bends, be Intima, pass me the key to your villa.
Get in the door, I'm in the
door. Boy, I'm in the car, you're the bomb that come.
Yeah.
Yes, and your shape and the bomb that come.
Yeah.
You are on the place, you're the bomb that come. Beautiful, you are, you're the bomb that come.
Yeah.
I'm a guy at the bomb that comes. Yes, I'm a sheer for the bomb that comes.
Yeah.
You are on the place, you're the bomb that comes. Beautiful, you're the bomb that comes. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
From your head to your cuticle.
Cuticle.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. You what I are, off the chain on the wire. Take me a yard, tell me say ya. Me naive, body pump for ya. Pump for ya, pump for ya. Anytime, me see you in a maya. You wanna fry ya, me and a liar. Whatever you are selling, you know me at the buyer. If you are the world, then you know me at the fire. So announce to the world, pon a flyer. The road kids just retire. Turn in my place, God, I do me wire.
Me wire, me wire.
Now let's talk about the bomb bomb and see if you fit the description.
Gription.
Something like 21 question.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're ready for the first one. The bomb right, the bomb never wrong, check. The bomb hype long, check. The bomb tight like a brand new song,
check.
The bomb the like, no brand new one,
yeah.
Just the sight of the bomb make you weak. And the touch make you strong,
check.
Anywhere you go, them want to go long,
check.
Focus there on the one, but come on,
yeah.
From you want the bomb, then come sing along,
check.
From you see a bomb, then come sing my song,
check.
And the gal where you just call her the bomb,
check. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb that come,
yeah.
You know you are the bomb.
Yeah, man, Lisa.
Sharon, you know you are the bomb.
Yeah, man.
In a Jamaica, bomb.com.
Bomb.
Washington, girl, them are that come.
Yeah,
and the girl, them who know them are the bomb. Atlanta, you know them are the bomb.
Atlanta.
All over them are bomb.com.
All over.
You've got me. Bomb.com.
Check it, man. Check it.
Damn, man. I ain't say it right. Let's do it again, man.
Oh, damn. My bad. My bad, y'all. I don't got up. From my chair, I was over here juking. You
did. Right, right, right. You dancing with the girls. He must say you dancing with the girls in the studio.
He thought he was juking. He thought he was. I'm just saying. He thought he was.
I gotta come down there, come show Iman so it's done, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, you do. Like,
right.
for real. Because what he was doing, one right, dog. One right.
But,
I kept telling him to sit down.
Bomb.com. Yeah, for sure.
He didn't have it.
Yeah, we got Iman to turn it up. Yeah, for sure.
We're definitely gonna try to do like a Monsterous Radio event show coming up in the summer. So definitely, hopefully, we can get you to come out and actually do that song. I don't know if you're doing dub plates, but if you can, if you can make us a dub plate with that or something, I don't know. But yeah, that will be lovely. I like that song right there.
Yeah,
but,
for sure,
but,
for sure,
you know,
for sure.
But listening to the interview, man, you're a very, very interesting person. I mean, a very interesting person. Tell the people again, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, it's Facebook, Instagram, ReverbNation.com, at Rudekid the Reggae Rap Inventor. That's RUDEKID, the Reggae Rap Inventor. And then Facebook.com, YouTube.com, at RKELG. And, of course, promoters out there, you could get in touch with me at 202-704-9670. That's 202-704-9670 for bookings.
Okay. Now, I did see some of your performance videos, and it was pretty hot. It was pretty hot, bro. You're like real active. Like you went now. I could tell you must have learned something in Paris because you be all up in the crowd. You was all up in the crowd in the videos I seen. I was like, okay, go ahead, man. So I mean, what can people expect from an event if they come out to see you perform?
Oh my God, they're just gonna expect hits after hits. It's going to be a hits after hits performance. They can expect me to do the latest dances on stage, the latest dances that's running, running Jamaica, plus dances that I create by myself. And, you know, you could expect crowd participation, man. You can expect to get involved and involved in the performance, you know, and definitely a lot of encores, man. A lot of encores. You know, Lordy Lordy brings a lot of encores, you know, How We Roll getting it right now. And, you know, just you know, of course, you know, just a lot of hit songs, man. Fire performance, a very lyrical performance, you know, very energetic performance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are about close to the end of the interview. It got going pretty good. I'd love to have you come back again, you know, and just talk about music. We took a lot of it to
right,
talk about you,
right,
but,
sure.
I mean, your story is very, very interesting. You know what I mean? You got like a book coming out soon. I mean, you really doing things. I mean,
well,
you know what?
On the debut, on the second debut album, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, release a book. This is in the plans. I don't know how come you, it's like you're reading my mind, E-Monster. So, you know, this year we want to release the Hyper Bass Rhythm album. And then I wanted to release a solo album called Infamous Millionaire. Now, after that, I got two more albums coming, you know, planned out. The second album is supposed to be the bio of a survivor. So I want to write the matching book. I want to do the matching book and a movie for that album. You know what I mean? Bio of a survivor.
Right.
So that's in the works.
Yeah,
in the works right there. That's in the plans. I can't believe you know, I'm gonna make that move. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right,
really, boss move. You know, up move, the boss move. Definitely.
So all right,
man.
Last questions you ladies got?
I don't have any. But go ahead, Josh. I'm just listening. Enjoying.
Definitely, you want to drop that, yo, E-Monster. You want to drop that Lordy Lordy for them, man. It's the How We Roll before How We Roll. Lordy Lordy is that banger in 80 countries right now. You want Minneapolis to hear that right there. You know what I mean?
Yep. I got you. That's the one we gonna roll up out of here with.
All right, no doubt. So this one is you know, the Thug Anthem. You know, we love
no,
the party.
No, not yet.
But
right. We're trying to let Jazzy
chill.
Get a lot
Jazzy
of questions.
Jazzy has one question.
Yeah. What you got,
Jazzy?
No, I didn't have a question.
Oh. Oh, my bad. All right, go ahead, run it, bro. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so this one is a Thug Anthem, you know what I mean? We love to party, but we're mobster somebody. So when you see us in the club, you know what I mean? You don't want to trouble us in the club unless you want your blood get dropped up in the club. You know what I mean? We sipping champagne. All my thugs around me. You know what I mean? We that's how we do it. Plus my bomb.com ladies rolling with me. Road Mafia Nation, Road Mafia family. Champagne in our glass. You know what I mean? We sipping more with it. We doing it. You know what I mean? This is how we roll.
Okay. All right.
Champagne in our glass. Me and my thugs, them a last. You know if you ask who the boss. When you see the mailbox a pass, the boss is here. You know it's Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. Road Mafia and
Lordy Lordy. We like to party. We no bother nobody. But we are mobs to Mardi. Lordy Lordy. We like to party. We no bother nobody. We are mobs to Mardi.
In the block, got me tipsy. Straight Jamaican rum and whiskey. Straight Jamaican mama never mix me. Straight Jamaican me no talk gypsy. Egyptian dancer, 10 for Mitzi. Me love the way she dance when she with me. Move her hips, them kind of frisky. In the yard, the block when she kiss me. Her mama tell her, no for this me. Or else she a go miss me. Zoops like iceberg, she done history. And it's no mystery. It's better for a man to live by himself than for a man to live in a misery. Now go live in a misery. Now go live in a misery.
Lordy, Lordy. We like to party. We no bother nobody. But we are mobs to Mardi. Lordy, Lordy. We like to party. We no bother nobody. But we are mobs to Mardi.
We no afraid of nobody. We no bad of no boy. But we are mob so mad. Kizzle of the real Mackay. I. Ooh yeah. Kizzle of the real Mackay. Ooh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the real Mackay, and the boss is here, yeah.
Lordy, lordy, we like to party. We no bother nobody, but we are mob to mardy. Lordy, lordy, we like to party. We no bother nobody, but we are mob to mardy.
I'm over here like choke a lot. My bad, y'all. So choke a lot over
you
here.
You choking out? I'm gonna need you to stop choking out on the song. I know you enjoying it, but dang, can't you ain't passing it? That's how we rolling. Oh, okay, I got one for you. Mhm.
Hey, you heard me saying smoking this exclusively.
Right? You just leaving the song out, Jazzy? How dare him? I'm just saying.
Right. Well, all right, check it out. I think we got somebody else ready to open up the line and take over right quick. So, all right, hey, I think that was a really great interview. I mean, what do you ladies think? I mean, I love the music. I'm really intrigued about the dude. I got to go check out his site to see what else he got going on.
Absolutely. It was a great interview.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to, you know, touch what he got because then, you know, it could just make the Soul of Me Speak movement even better. And then, you know, maybe we could do some collabs. You know, with me helping him write that book, you know, I'm just saying, I just see collabs and just different things. Great interview. Great interview.
Right. So, all right, let's go ahead. We got a little commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to open up the line with our other, I don't know how to say it, what, takeover or conqueror?
Takeover queen.
I don't know.
Our next interview, Queen's Paint. Next interview. Queen's Paint. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get that.
All right. Coming up.
Okay.
Right after this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EBT.
All right, y'all know how it is. Sometimes people breath stink so bad, you just want a lot of incense in their mouth. I'm just saying, get you some Smack Your Mouth bubble gum. It'll help boost the show. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, who we got up next?
We got Queen's Paint, Kiana Cook. She's going to talk to us about her all the things that she's got going on and this place of healing that she does when it comes to painting.
Okay.
Hello.
How's everyone
doing?
There she is. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. I'm very grateful to be a part of the show.
Well, thank you for being here. We're really.
Indeed.
Right. We appreciate
indeed. Can everybody hear me?
We can hear you.
Yep.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started and tell you guys a little bit about Queen's Paint and what we represent and how we show up and how we encourage and inspire queens all across the Twin Cities. And it's just an amazing thing that I have started. So my name is Kiana Cook, and I am the founder of Queen's Paint. And Queen's Paint came from a place where I felt like Black African-American women needed a space for us to come together, heal together, network together, and just be ourselves in a space that's healing, amazing, and just forward-thinking, but also a space that will uplift women in general through painting. So that's the concept behind Queens Paint. But I also have a nonprofit called Lovely Sewing and Arts Collective. And at Lovely Sewing and Arts Collective, we teach young boys and girls ages 4 to 16 the art of sewing and yoga. So sewing and yoga is used as tools to teach patience, focus, leadership, and accountability. So the kids, they come in, they create, they sell, and then we teach them about financial literacy and money management and help them, and help them open up savings accounts. So Queens Paint came about because some of the parents weren't able to pay for their kids to come to the sewing classes. So I said, okay, in order for us to be able to help these moms out, why not do something where we're making an impact and giving back at the same time? So that's where Queens Paint came from. So when people come and purchase tickets from Queens Paint, they're also invested back into a nonprofit that's helping kids learn the art of sewing, dance, yoga, being able to go on field trips, the whole nine yards. So that's the foundation, and I'm just happy that I'm able to give back in such a huge capacity.
Okay, and when does Queens Paint start?
That's a beautiful thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when does Queens Paint?
So the next Queens Paint is actually coming up this Friday. And the picture that we're going to be painting is a picture of a king and a queen. Because even though the foundation is for it to be a space for women to come and celebrate sisterhood, we also love having the kings to also come in and celebrate sisterhood and brotherhood with us. Because us as women, we're always the backbone for the men. And this is a platform, a space where the men can be a backbone for the women. And everybody just creates unity together. So it happens once a month. And it's usually the third Friday of each month. And it happens in North Minneapolis because I wanted to do something for our community, in our community, because it's our responsibility to change the narrative of how people see the north side of Minneapolis, because there's so much negative energy and everything, so much negative put out in the news and everything else, but we can write the narrative. We can write the story ourselves. So it's once a month on Fridays. It's from 7 to 10 p.m., and the next Queens Paint is this Friday. Tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite.com underneath Queens Paint. So y'all got any questions?
Okay. See, we all waiting because we ain't trying to step on each other's toes by going on.
Go ahead.
I'll go first. First, I have that, Ms. Umberly, this is where you went and did your paintings?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say I'm glad you said that, you know, the kings can come and they can do the painting stuff too, because I'm going to be honest, like, Ms. Unbelievable, she has a book, you know, she sponsors the show. So one day I went to go collect, you know, sponsorship money, and I had forgot all the money. I'm looking at the pictures on the wall. I'm like, who painted these? And she was like, I did. I said, ain't no way you painted them. She said, yes, I did. I did it. And she mentioned your place, your establishment. And I was like, really? I had forgot all about the money. I'm just saying. It is. So I'm glad that, you know, men can also come too, because I think this will be a great thing. You know what I mean? Like, not only to help out the community, just to help with, you know what I mean, people, to help them learn patience, sit down for a little
and
bit.
Heal.
You know what I mean? Get away from a TV, a computer, all the other malice in the world. And take some time and just find peace with yourself in painting. You know what I mean? Only question I got to ask is, when the kings come, I mean, y'all ain't going to put us over in the corner at no little kid's table or nothing like that, right? We get to paint with everybody else.
Absolutely. We've been running Queen Paint for almost a year now, and the kings have been coming every month.
Okay.
So we don't discriminate. It's just this is our space for us to heal, and we play music for both the kings and the queens. So it's pretty inclusive. We don't discriminate against men coming in. Mm-hmm. Just don't get out of control.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay, so it's a whole vibration then going on. You said you got the music going and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Music going. You can get wine. We do have wine available, red and white wine available. Yeah, so it's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. This month we might even have the massage therapist person coming in to do some massages. So $1 a minute massages, you cannot beat that, because I'm telling you, $5 will go a very, very long way.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you need to do something different. You know, our people got a habit of just doing what is normally done. When concerts and stuff like that come into town, we support these concerts and stuff like that. But honestly, that money that we use to support those concerts and stuff like that, that money ain't coming back into our community. So at what point do we start saying we're going to spend our money into our community and let it circulate for more than 24 hours or 48 hours as soon as we get our paychecks and stuff like that? That money got to start circulating back in our communities, like if we want our communities to thrive and grow and want people to recognize us as being the amazing people that we are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, matter of fact, speaking of like events, I mean, this is a great event by itself. I'm just saying, if especially if you're a couple, I mean, that's kind of fun. You can go, you know what I mean? You can do a little pain, get you some wine, might get a little back rub. Hey, baby, here a little extra $2, rub a little more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice night. That's a nice vibration.
Yeah. And so okay. I've been running my nonprofit in North Minneapolis for 12 years. So my nonprofit is not new, but Queens Paint is a new venture. I've always been an artist. I have my bachelor's in fashion design and in art and everything else. But everybody has been just saying to me, because I've been doing, like, painting parties for the last 5 years, and everybody kept saying to me, Kiana, when are you going to start doing the paint parties again? I'm like, don't worry. I'm coming full force, but I want it to be for the women and for the men and for our people to celebrate us in our own space and be our own authentic selves.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
What inspires the pictures that we paint?
So,
what's your inspiration on that?
So, when I pick pictures based off of not so much as what's trending, what inspires my spirit to bring something different each month. So each month it's a different picture, but I do have some canvases that are screen printed, because I do all the screen printing and everything myself. I do have some pictures that are from previous. People sign up to do a specific picture, but then when they get there and they see that I have maybe four or five other pictures to choose from, they'll be like, oh, my goodness, I want to do the one where the woman is sitting on a throne, or I want to do the one where the woman is practicing yoga, or I want to do the one from October because my birthday was in October and that one celebrates breast cancer. So, you know, each month is themed based on the month, and then based on how I'm feeling as far as the vibe of the people that have been coming. And I do ask the people that come and support Queens Paint, I do ask them, like, okay, what would you like to see for next month? And everybody had been asking me, they were like, well, Kiana, when you going to do something where it got, like, the man and the woman on it together? I was like, I don't know, because, you know, this is Queens Paint. So we focused on the queen. Now, if the kings want to come paint a queen, they can paint a they can paint a queen. Okay, so for me, this is my first month, doing a king and a queen, and I decided to do a king and a queen that was representation of our heritage, and both of the king and the queen look like they're from, what is it? Why is my brain throwing a blank right now? Egypt. Yep. So the pictures from this year are representation of Egypt, a king and a queen from Egypt. Yep. So that's what everybody would be painting.
Okay.
And a good thing about Queen's Paint, the great thing about Queen's Paint is you don't have to be Picasso or Jacob Lawrence to come and paint, because the pictures are lightly screen printed on there. And when you start painting, you make it your own. Yes, there's directions right there to give you, like, just the basic directions on how to paint and how to not mess up your painting. But I love that even if everybody's painting the same painting, the same screen print, it still becomes their own once they start painting. And the more you come, the better you get at it, because I got some people that have been coming to, like, almost every single Queen's Paint, and they are starting to be beasts at painting.
I'm one of them. I'm a beast at painting now. Yes. So y'all got any questions? Jazz, do you have any questions? What about you, Jazz? I didn't have no questions. I'm just mad because I can't come paint. Oh, well, it's always next month.
He's in Atlanta.
Oh, well, guess what? Guess what, Queen? I will be bringing Queen's Paint to Atlanta soon. So, yeah,
what you should do is follow
follow Queen's Paint on Facebook and invite all of your friends to follow Queen's Paint on Facebook, because we're going to be coming to Atlanta, because a lot of people have been asking me to come to Atlanta for the last 3 months. I've just been dealing with the community here in North Minneapolis to get them squared away. But, yes, Queen's Paint is coming to Atlanta. Queen's Paint is going to be coming to Chicago. But at the end of the day, what's coming to these cities is healing for us, a space for us to heal and be our authentic selves.
Okay.
So, yes, so there you have it, Queen. Follow Queen's Paint on Facebook. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Tell the people. Yeah. How to connect with you? What's the actual site thing on Facebook? If you got Instagram, Twitter, and also, I guess you're. I don't know if you have a contact number.
So you can follow Queen's Paint and on Facebook, and it's Queen's Paint. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's, again, Queen's Paint. So that's QueensPaint. So Queen's Paint on both Instagram and on Facebook. If you need to email us, you can email us at allqueenspaint@gmail.com. We do have a phone number. I just don't want to give the phone number out right now. So it's better for people to be following us. And me and my team always answer instant messages on Messenger, because if I give you the phone number and you're not able to reach us on the phone number, you can always reach us right away through Messenger. So it's best to message us on Queen's Paint on Facebook or message us on Queen's Paint on Instagram.
Right, right. And not only that, I mean, I love talking with businesses on, like, the Instagram or the instant chat usually first, because then I can tell y'all what I want, and we have, like, a, you know, a documentation, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you also got, like, a reference to go back and forth. So, yeah, definitely hit those web pages first. Make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then everybody knows. Everybody's on the same page, because you can always refer back to the message.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so. So, all right, any other last questions there, Ms. Unbelievable?
No, I will see you on Friday.
Yes,
at 8 o'clock.
I'm super,
I'm be a little late.
Excited. No, it's okay. But we celebrating my mom's 56th birthday, so I'm like super excited about that.
My mom's turning 56 tomorrow. So, yeah, we're going to be celebrating her birthday. So the whole crew going to be in there. And then quite a few people bought tickets for this month. And I'm excited about coming to Atlanta in the next couple of months. I will say that. Queen's Pain will be in Atlanta.
That's what's up.
Hey,
that's
now.
So I guess any last words there, Queen?
Nope. Thank you guys for having me on the show. And thank you all for doing the amazing work that you all are doing on this talk show and highlighting amazing Black individuals and just highlighting people in general, because a lot of times we don't get the recognition or get highlighted for the amazing work that we're doing in these different communities, because there's so many hidden gems. So thank you guys for doing the work that you're doing and highlighting hidden gems.
Thank
that's
you.
What's up? But hey, ain't nobody gonna highlight us like us. You did. I'm
what?
Just saying. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. So, all right, y'all. That's pretty much our show for tonight. So, hey, we had two great interviews. Make sure you check out both our people that's on tonight. And if you can, let them know. Hey, you heard them on Monsters Radio. So, all
right.
Right. Any last words there, Jazzy or Miss Unbelievable? We didn't even get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, unless if y'all
we
feel like extending
it.
And running into that. Huh?
I mean, we done had what we had.
He was bumping who, and we don't know who getting fat.
But we had some fat interviews. We had some fat interviews who hit us with some bomb knowledge, and the Soul of Me Speaks is grateful to be a part of this movement, and you can definitely hit my stuff up on our social medias as well. So I'm so proud to be a sponsor of Monsters Radio and the Monstars. If you want to listen to these Bob interviews, go to the Monstar Radio. It'll be up there 24/7, 365 days a year. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
That's right.
Loving it. Loving it.
And that's Monstars.com, MONSTARZ.com. Let's see, what about you, Jazz? Anything on the way out? We know to find you on social media, Jazzy, was it Jazzy 3000?
Jazzy B3000.
Okay. All right. I guess we are way up out of here. Well, here's another new artist.
See y'all tomorrow.
She goes by the name of Coffee. This is Toast. That's right. Oh, tomorrow is Wet Wet Wednesday, ain't it? It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I think I got a bunch of panty droppers tomorrow. Just remember, y'all, disclaimer, we don't play podcast child support. I'm just saying, Wet Wet Wednesday, sexy music, adult conversation, R&B only. This right here is Coffee. This song is called Toast. I think it fits with tonight. We out of here.
Night. Thank you for listening.
Go on with it. Go on with it. Yo, is it? Are you kidding me?
Force. Yes. So we are coming in with a force. Yes. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, we not rise and boast. Yeah, we give songs that we need it the most. We have to give songs that we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all coming.
Me.
So I need to give him the glory, I'm in the light, and Jah knows my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited, I'm coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life, and my thank God for the journey, the earnings, and thanks for the plug. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me the blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast to the friends, we take off every load one time.
Want to hear the rest of that track? It's in our rotation at www.monstarradio.com.